A lot of time, American culture feels to me like the movie Groundhog Day, reliving and recycling the same things and having the same arguments over and over and over again. Like the brouhaha in Los Angeles right now over graffiti art, provoked by a huge new survey exhibition at LA's Museum of Contemporary Art called Art in the Streets. Here is how CBS News covered it.
Los Angeles police claim the show is causing a rise in graffiti and vandalism in neighborhoods surrounding the museum, the handiwork of taggers trying to steal the spotlight.
Carolina Miranda is an arts writer who has been following this story. Carolina, welcome to Studio 360.
Hello.
So you are in LA now, and you've been to the museum show, which, by the way, I understand is extremely popular. Has there been truly an upsurge of unauthorized graffiti inspired by the show?
Well, we took a tour of the neighborhood after checking out the show, and certainly there are pieces that could be tied to the show, artists in the show who have installed works illegally on the streets. That said, graffiti in that neighborhood is at an all-time low. Downtown LA has become increasingly gentrified. Areas of Alameda Street that were once sort of the province of taggers and street artists are now pretty bare, or they're trendy cafes or apartment buildings. So I think it's been a little exaggerated.
I noticed that one of the people whose work is in the show, the artist known as Revoke, who is an Angeleno named Jason Williams, was just a few days ago arrested on an outstanding arrest warrant involving previous graffiti he'd done. The fact that they, during this brouhaha, arrested him, that doesn't seem like it can be a coincidence, is it?
Well, the city's been on a major graffiti crackdown for the last couple of years. I mean, since 2009, there has been a campaign in the downtown LA area to paint over, in the parlance, they call it buffing. They, in fact, got a federal grant to do so, almost $1 million, to cover up the tags that covered the LA River. I mean, some of those tags had been there for years, and in fact, there was a pretty famous one that was 3 stories tall. So certainly the arrest warrants that Jason Williams had outstanding had nothing to do with this show in particular. It has to do with the fact that he's a long-running graffiti artist with a lot of charges against him. But, you know, I think for a lot of these artists, frankly, getting arrested is sometimes the cost of doing business.
Right. You noticed something that I haven't seen reported elsewhere that's going on in the museum's gift shop tied to the show. Talk about that.
Well, the gift shop has an entire display of limited edition spray paint, markers, all kinds of graffiti implements. Now, these are limited edition, so they're collector's items. Uh-huh. They're the sort of spray paint you buy and you put on your shelf and say, this is Mr. Cartoon's limited edition spray paint. Not really the kind of tools that you'd be running out and taking on the street. That said, the receipt label has a big warning saying that you shouldn't take these implements into the museum exhibit itself. So I think on the part of the museum, there is an awareness that a show about graffiti is going to attract people interested in graffiti, among them graffiti artists, you know?
I loved the quote in the New York Times from the LAPD cop, a guy named Jack Richter, who said, beyond all of everything else, he said, I think graffiti is so yesterday. which was wonderful to have an LAPD guy having an aesthetic critique. And it seemed like he has sort of a point. Maybe?
You know, I don't know that I would agree. In a lot of people's minds, a certain type of graffiti might be over. I think a lot of people think of that 70s New York City wild style graffiti.
Just bulbous multicolored letters, essentially.
Exactly. The explosive multicolored letters. But the reality is that it's much more complex and nuanced and broader than that. Artists are doing three-dimensional installations. The French artist Space Invader, who was also detained during this show, he does tiled mosaics. There's artists doing wood sculpture, playing with elements of the urban environment, doing abstract work.
Well, as somebody who has lived in New York for 35 years now, I have to say I am happy to ride subways, the insides of which are no longer covered with graffiti tags. Do you have any ambivalence about the real world version of it that can be annoying and ugly versus the artistic practice of it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot of ugly graffiti that is not aesthetically pleasing. And there's a lot of graffiti that is poorly executed. Sometimes you might see a wall that just, it looks like it's been wrecked. But there are times where you round a street corner and you see a piece that so perfectly plays with the urban architecture that is so surprising, that so lights up a grim urban alleyway with some bright colors, those are the gestures that I really respect, and I'll put up with a little bit of the chaos that I see on the city streets in order to sort of have those moments. I mean, I always liken it to kind of real art world.
Yes.
You know, you can go to 20 art galleries in Chelsea and see a lot of junk, and then you see the one thing that makes it all worthwhile.
Or watch 20 television shows, or listen to 20 pieces of music, or 20 movies. Same deal.
Exactly.
Carolina Miranda, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carolina Miranda contributes to WNYC and writes and blogs about visual art. You can see photos of some of LA's graffiti art at studio360.org. So what do you think? Arrest graffiti artists or give them museum exhibits? Or both? Tell us at our website, studio360.org.